Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, May 1st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game that's now available for the Mac. Apple has officially reported its fiscal Q2 2020 earnings amid the COVID-19 pandemic. We already knew that Apple would not hit the guidance it originally forecast for the quarter, but this release provides the official numbers. Apple has announced revenue of $58.3 billion and profit of $11.25 billion. This compares to $58 billion in revenue and $11.56 billion in profit reported in the same quarter last year. Apple had already forecast a wider-than-usual range for revenue in Q2 due to COVID-19 uncertainty. Apple had originally predicted revenue between $63 billion and $67 billion. But in February, it announced that it would not hit that range due to the pandemic and associated supply constraints and economic slowdowns. As has become customary, Apple does not report unit sales for any of its hardware products. Instead, it reports a breakdown of revenue by product category. For the fiscal second quarter of 2020, the iPhone generated $28.96 billion in revenue, followed by the services business at $13.35 billion. Wearables, home, and accessories was the next biggest category at $6.28 billion, followed by the Mac at $5.35 billion. And finally, the iPad rounded things out at $4.37 billion in revenue. Apple was quick to tout that the $13.3 billion in revenue for its services business is an all-time high, up from $11.45 billion in the same quarter last year. And notably, as some analysts expected, Apple did not provide any guidance for Q3 2020 because of the continued uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. But Apple did point out that it expects iPhone and wearables revenue to drop in the quarter, and Mac and iPad to grow with more people learning and working from home. And as usual, Apple's earnings call with investors and analysts provided a couple of interesting tidbits. As you might remember, in December, Apple launched a new iPhone 0% financing option for Apple Card users. And during this week's earnings call, Tim Cook teased that the company is working on something similar for its other products. Tim Cook was asked about Apple's plans for new financing programs during the economic uncertainty of the coronavirus outbreak. He explained that Apple is working on similar financing options for its other products and that we can expect to see something announced shortly. As of right now, details here are unclear, so we don't know if Apple plans to add 0% Apple Card financing options for all of its other products, or if it will be limited to certain products like the iPad and the Apple Watch. Apple also offers iPhone financing through the iPhone Upgrade Program. But at this point, there is no indication that Apple also plans to offer similar upgrade promotions for its other products. Instead, the focus seems to be purely on 0% financing. And secondly, Cook also said that Apple stores in Australia and a single location in Austria are scheduled to reopen within the next 1 to 2 weeks. And as for the United States, Cook said that just a few of Apple stores in the US, not a large number, will reopen during the first half of May. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game that just this week launched for the Mac. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill set at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders or take bribes, become a hero or not. Disco Elysium is basically an ode to and an evolution of old-school RPGs like Planescape Torment or Icewind Dale. It's a thought-provoking, groundbreaking game for the mind and the soul, all set to an award-winning soundtrack by British Sea Power. Disco Elysium has been named Game of the Year by PC Gamer, the best PC exclusive by IGN, an absolute must-play by Metacritic, and much more. You can get 25% off Disco Elysium until May 1st as a special Mac launch promo on Steam. Learn more and watch the trailer at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Disco Elysium for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple Watch and Mac deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include fresh Apple Watch Series 5 discounts, which include Nike Plus models, down to new lows from $299. Mac Mini is also discounted by $200 as previous generation inventory is being cleared out at various retailers. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite offers or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or your podcast player of choice. And it's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. And again, I'd like to thank Disco Elysium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily this week. Sponsors like Disco Elysium help us keep making the show 5 days per week. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.